Nick Tuchter back here at KBEM at MPS Voices, and I am glad to be joined by a gal who knows quite a bit about something fun coming up here in the Minneapolis Public School District. It's Julie Danzel. She's the manager of student wellness here in Minneapolis Public Schools. Julie, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to talk about this pretty amazing event that's going to be happening this week.
It's going to be awesome. It's Let's Roll MPS, and I'm going to let you talk a lot about this, but just some logistics behind it for parents and kids that want to know a bit about it. It's a group bicycle ride that celebrates National Bike to School Day coming up on Wednesday, May 7th. And of course, for me, Julie, growing up, biking to school was kind of a rite of passage. When you got a chance to be able to do it, man, you loved it, the freedom it brought you, whether it was bikes, rollerblades, whatever it might be. It's just a great way to stay fit, in shape, and really enjoy your ride to school. Talk a bit about how Let's Roll MPS really ties into what we're talking about.
Well, I think you hit the nail really squarely on the head when you talked about the freedom that it brings our students and sort of that joy of independence and the lifelong skill of riding a bike. And so that is very much what our Safe Routes to School efforts are centered around. And we celebrate all of those efforts every year with two group bicycle rides, like you said, that are Let's Roll MPS. And we started actually back in 2016. So this is our ninth year of our bicycle ride. And everyone is invited, staff, students, families, and community. We are expecting upwards of 300 bikers total. Uh-huh. On Wednesday, May 7th, we're going to have bikers from all over our city. This route is our sort of north side route. We do a spring, I should say a south side route in the fall of each year, but we will have riders coming from many of our schools, including Bethune and Hall, Loring, Franklin, Hmong International Academy, Pillsbury, Nellie Stone Johnson, Whittier, and Sullivan. And so we are super excited. There's other students that will participate through North High School, through some volunteers, and our bike maintenance will be in part supported through Transition Plus, which is a program for students 18 to 21 that need additional supports after 12th grade. And so we're so excited.
What I love about this too, Julie, is the fact that Let's Roll MPS really does embody and show the commitment to being active every day. Like you mentioned, riding a bike is almost like, you know, we talk about with the ADs, a lifetime sport. You know, some of these kids that play badminton and tennis, and it's a lifetime sport. Same goes with biking, and you throw that in with eating well and continuing to exercise, getting out with all these kids from different schools. This is exactly what we want to have in MPS.
Absolutely. And we are going to be ready. And in order to make this amazing event happens, it's the volunteers and the partnerships. There will be over 100 people have responded that will be there, both on bike and off bike roles. And it is done in partnership with our city of Minneapolis, through our public works department and our health department and many bike organizations as well. And none of this would happen without the support of those partnerships.
Now, of course, I have been adopted into the Minneapolis community via Hastings, and we have some kind of fun things back in our community that are kind of like this. I want to know, Julie, how long Let's Roll MPS really has been going on, and let's get into some more of the fun with, like we talked about, who's invited? Everybody's invited. This is just a great community event.
Absolutely. And we were almost 10 years in. 2016 was that first ride. And like I said, we have a second ride that we added, a Southside ride that is in the fall of each year on Walk to School Day, or centered near Walk to School Day in early October. And that ride is also an inclusive ride. So it's a little shorter, it's a little flatter, and we have students of all abilities on adapted bicycles that are able to participate in that ride. And so it's really centered on inclusivity. Everyone is always invited, but that ride in particular is a very sort of adaptable ride for folks, of, like I said, of all abilities. And we would just say, if you're interested, you know, show up. We're going to start and end here at the Culinary Center, which is on Plymouth Avenue near the in North Minneapolis, Plymouth, near Plymouth and Lindale Avenue. We're going to bike down to the river as one large group, and then we're going to turn it around and bring it back. So we'll step off here at about 2 o'clock on Wednesday. I will be back around, I would say, between 3 and 3:30, and then there's a party. Like, we are going to celebrate when we get back. There is going to be true food available. That is our mission, and our department is to serve good food to our students and provide opportunities for active living. And so kids will be able to choose from Ferndale turkey hot dog. We're going to have black bean burgers, tortilla chips, sunshine, pineapple salsa, a broccoli salad, and one of their favorites is a dragon punch that the kids just love. So it's going to be a celebration. We're expecting some live music that will be provided by some of our students at Franklin Middle School. There'll be, it'll just be a fantastic event. And the forecast could not be better. It's just going to be sunshine galore. So we hope you join us.
What's so cool about this, Julie, is the fact that this too kind of has a tie-in with our culinary and wellness services team. And I know that the junior Iron Chef, we've been talking about it so much here at MPS Voices, and just how cool this is. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened that night and just how fun that was?
Oh my gosh. So it was last week. It was last Tuesday evening, and it was the first time we were back in person since 2019. Oh. So it was so exciting to have middle school pairs. So students from six different middle schools throughout our district were paired with a local chef and then had a pantry of ingredients. They had 60 minutes to make a meal, and there was a secret ingredient that was announced just before they started cooking that they did not know that what it was going to be that they had to incorporate into their dish, which was kernza, which is this amazing perennial grain.
Yep.
That it's perennial. So it does not need to be replanted each year. It is good for the soil. It is good for our environment. And so they were able, they had to actually incorporate their kernza into their dish. We were really excited. The judges selected a curry-inspired dish. The students brought their heritage with them, and it was an Ethiopian Bangladesh sort of inspired curry dish. And the chef, and it was Justice Page Middle School students paired with Chef Ann Ahmed of Kaluna and Gainoy. And so we are so excited because this is going to be on the school menu next year. So everybody's going to have a chance to taste this amazing dish.
I cannot wait. More fun from our kids, too, because the city of Minneapolis and MPS recently won an award for their work making routes to and from school safer for children. And this is so big town, small town, it doesn't matter. This is becoming a bigger and bigger thing across America. And the 2025 Vision Zero for Youth U.S. Leadership Award from the National Center for Safe Routes to School. What does that mean for our students right now, Julie?
Oh my gosh, we are so proud to be recognized for these efforts around creating safer routes to school for our students. And this could only be done with the partnership of the city of Minneapolis. Our public works department, our health department have been strong and consistent partners since literally day one. And so it is really impressive and exciting to see this work being recognized. And really what it means for our students is that the streets are going to be safer. And when you take our education programs combined with these city improvements like upgraded streets and reduced speed limits on some of our neighborhood streets, it has a positive impact. And when it has a positive impact for our kids, it truly does have a positive impact for everybody. So I think everybody can see themselves in this award that is really about making our streets safer for our kids and everybody.
Hats off to our entire community. That is definitely all of our award, and it makes us all extremely excited for our kids and what's to come for them. Julie Danzel, she's the manager of student wellness here in the Minneapolis Public School District. I had so much fun. Hopefully you and I can chat soon, and I appreciate you. Have so much fun with the kids, and from all of us at KBEM and MPS Voices, thank you for all you do for our kids.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.